another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.
And a very bright and breezy warm welcome to everybody. Yep. It's that time. It's the Mel and Jen show for sapeople.com. And we're still on, which is fantastic. We have power, even though we're in load shedding. Welcome, Jenny, where the light is always shining.
Hello. Oh, so now do you have 4 hours a day of load shedding?
I think it depends on the stage and where you are.
Isn't it stage 4 at the moment?
Well, I think yesterday was stage 2 and the day before was stage 3 and I think we're stage 2 at the moment. I don't know.
Well, on Monday they announced stage 4. They said they
had we did have stage 4 at one stage, but I don't know what stage that was. You know, it's like you need a degree in or something on your wall with like strings that go from place to place, like people trying to work out who the murderer is. So no, Jenny, we had no, like yesterday, we had no power from, I think it was 6 until 8. And then we were not supposed to have power again, but then load shedding gets suspended in the middle of the night and it comes back on again at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So honestly, I don't know. You just check Eskom's or push. It's the only way that you'll actually know what's happening at any time. But so, yeah. Right into the middle of winter, we're going to be just having load shedding. And I was discussing it with my friend this morning and said, I wonder why, you know, why is it that nobody can get it together to get things fixed? I mean, they've had lots and lots of years to do this. She says they're too busy trying to save their asses and saving their jobs rather than trying to save the country. Yeah. And I kind of thought, well, you know what? That's actually true. They're trying very hard to stay out of jail rather than trying to kind of get the country working, because they're not working. Yeah. All they're working on doing is saving them butts. So yeah, sorry.
You do sometimes think about China and you remember how they suddenly built all those hospitals urgently. Yeah. And you do think, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. You know, surely. But maybe it's also money, you know, that there just isn't enough money to...
No, because they stole it all, Jenny.
Yeah,
what is it? 14 trillion rand. I mean, anyway, so let's not go down that road. What I was quite interested to see was that one of the Hilton Barbers, Bridget Hilton Barber, and she also, you know, from the great journalistic family, she wrote a story about Mozambique and when they brought in that bridge which the Chinese built in Mozambique, and it's the longest single suspension bridge in Africa or something. Yeah. And it was a lovely little story about how the mercado, you know, the little market, which they used to do if you were going through to Beira or to Maputo or wherever, mm-hmm. on traveling through Mozambique, or even if you were just going to be going up to Ponta do Ouro and you'd go that way, that the bridge has now actually made it quite easy for a lot of people, but it's also gotten rid of that lovely slow pace of life with the market that was there and everything.
Yeah.
So it's a lovely story. If anybody wants to go and check it out on Facebook, she's written a lovely, very evocative little short story.
Beautiful.
Yeah, about our neighboring country. But I mean, yeah, the Chinese went in there and they built this brilliant bridge. I wish they'd stopped doing things in South Africa, seeing as the masters, they are the masters now, apparently.
But it's true. And even here, you know, the faster the trains get, it's like, oh, I can't look at the view now. I want to look at the beautiful lavender fields and, you know, and it's just too, it's like, whiz, it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, talking about that, I mean, one thing, and I know we'll talk about entertainment a little later, but I decided on BritBox to start watching Julie Walters on railways around. She's going around the whole of the outside, the perimeter of the British Islands on various coastal railways.
Oh,
and it's just lovely to watch. Yeah. Seeing all of that and where, how the railways helped, you know, around the world. I mean, well, England specifically. And then there's one railway bridge that has to open up for a canal boat to come under, but the canal boats are now obviously the way to go because people are getting into it because you can go and float down a canal instead of going somewhere at high speed. Anyway, we're digressing. What's happening? You've got Cannes happening, the film festival.
We've actually got a video coming up though of a beautiful video that makes you want to go on trains in South Africa. So that'll be coming up in the next week.
We have trains still working in South Africa. I thought they'd stolen all of the lines. Come on.
This is to get the enthusiasm back. Because the more money that's poured into it, the better it can do.
I love train travel. It is one of my absolute favorite things. And I'm I would be quite happy to take trains wherever instead of flying or going by car, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'll put the car – I've done it before. I've put my car onto the train and, like, you know, gone down to Cape Town on a train and got off at the other end and driven off. Yeah, it's much better. All right, so Carnival Festival.
Yes. The entertaining thing. It started last night, which was amazing. Forrest Whitaker was honored and standing ovation, and then – we got President Zelensky from Ukraine via video. He gave us a message, which was very moving and all about, you know, what cinema can do to speak for the people. And then today I've got Tom Cruise this afternoon. I have a rendezvous.
You've got Tom Cruise, have you?
I have. I'm doing Tom Cruise.
Jenny, you girl, you go, girl.
It's called A Rendezvous with Tom Cruise, and some of us have been lucky enough to get tickets to go, but it'll obviously be like a press conference kind of thing. And then tomorrow, Viola Davis. Who, remember, she was in How to Get Away with Murder. She's just brilliant. She's being honored as well. But tomorrow there's just like a little discussion with her. And I've got a British actor staying with me. He was filming in Cape Town, I think last year. And he said in his hotel was Viola Davis. And he had to get tested every single day for COVID. It was one of the rules for the film set. And he said that his nurse was doing her and him. So he was very, very excited.
The way that you put it, it sounds like a three-way, Jenny.
Yeah, he was as excited as if it was.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. The very sad thing, Mal, is that normally every year South Africa has this wonderful office on the beach. And I went there yesterday, and South Africa is one of the few countries that is not here this year. Well, that's not on the beach. I've written to them and said, where are you?
Where are they, Jenny? Where are they?
Yeah, where's South Africa gone? So I'll find out.
They're gone. I don't know. They're just gone. Oh, dear. All right. Maybe they've gone the way of the masks.
Did you see that? No more on KLM.
I don't know. I think if I'm going to be in such close quarters, I think I'd probably wear a mask a lot of the time. Because, I mean, I used to get so sick on airplanes anyway whenever I was traveling overseas that I think it makes a lot of sense to actually keep a mask on, because I think we've discussed it before where when people were allowed to smoke on the plane, they were always renewing the air. Now that people don't smoke, they're not refreshing the air as much as they used to. So there's more chance of bugs actually.
Yeah, you get.
So you see, smokers kept people healthier. So they say, anyway. Aww. Well, from those rules to rugby rules. Tell me what's happening with the World Rugby new rules.
Starting on the 1st of July, they've created these new rules that they're going to be trialing, and it's all because of South Africa's Erasmus Erasmus. Do you remember last year for the British and Lions rugby match? Is that what
he got into all the trouble for
he was going on as a water
afterwards.
Boy. He was he kept going on as a water boy, taking out these glasses of water and then basically coaching them. So they say it's for the flow of the match that they're bringing in these rules, but it's basically to stop, you know, non-players going on and coaching.
But Rassie is a rugby player. I mean, come on, let him on the field.
Yeah, but not at the time. So actually one of the rules is that no directors of rugby, which he was, or head coaches are allowed to be water boys.
Oh, Lordy, shame.
Yeah.
Oh, shame. Poor Rassie, man. He's always in the poo, isn't he?
He is.
Okay. Okay.
He's around things, though.
Well, I just can't wait to watch the rugby, you know, good rugby again. And I don't know where I was the other day, and I just saw the haka happening, and I'm just like, I'm starting with the haka and doing that as well. I think it's one of the most exciting things ever is watching the New Zealand All Blacks doing the haka.
There's a South African school. It could be St. Stivian's. I've got it in the drafts ready to go that have invented their own kind of rugby war dance. So hopefully that'll take off.
Do you remember that one ad? I can't even remember what it was for, but the New Zealanders are doing their haka, and it's the Scottish in front of them, and the Scottish are all standing there in their kilts, and at the end of the haka, all they do is they just lift their kilts up. Yeah, that's a way to scare anybody. Okay, so what's going on with Emirates and SA Tourism?
They've signed a memorandum of understanding, and it's basically to support South Africa's tourism recovery. So Emirates has 130 destinations, and they will be promoting South Africa to these destinations, telling people in those countries to get over to South Africa for, you know, one of the most unique, most beautiful holiday locations. So they signed it all off officially. They'll do some promotions together. That's kind of the mission. And I think Emirates is the biggest airline, and they already fly 26 times from Dubai to South Africa each week, to Durban, Joburg, and Cape Town.
I like flying Emirates, I must say. Yeah. Okay. All right, and what else have we got news for expats before we get on to the news from the expats?
Oh, just a really sweet thing. One of our listeners sent in that, you know, we speak a lot about Matt Sakes, who's doing so well swimming. And she said we must also look out for her great-nephew, Michael Duckan, who's also coming over to Europe for the World Champ swimming.
And
also from Pietermaritzburg, yeah. So,
Maritzburg, here you go, boys. We're 100% behind you. I think we'd be able to keep up with you better than we can with Le Close, like we were saying last week. Okay, so now I see there's something happening in Ireland, my old hometown.
Yeah. Do you know Mountain View, Kilkenny?
I haven't been to Kilkenny, no. Oh. I lived in Dublin, like, and went down to Cork for a while and went across to Galway, Dunleary, but no. I lived in the middle of Dublin in Rathgar. So, no, didn't get across. Well, what's happening in Kilkenny now?
This last weekend, they had a huge gathering. It's an annual gathering. They get together since 2018. It's for South Africans to have some poiki, braai, listen to some South African music. This year, they had Khan Morby from the Parlatones.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. So it's just, you know, home from home. I mean, it's a lot of people, 1,700.
Jeez, when I lived there, I only knew one other South African.
You know what? They're very inclusive. And so it's people from all over. It's South Africans. It's people from all over Africa. And it's Irish people as well.
Okay.
And it's a lovely couple, Beryl and Robert. They've been living there for 11 years, and they just realized how hard it is for new South Africans moving to a new country. And that's kind of why they started it, to get people into the community fast-tracked.
Yeah, I love Ireland. I would be quite happy to go back there. Definitely prefer it to London, I must say, as well. Okay, and then we've got Trevor Noah doing something again as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was incredible how popular it was. His grandmother passed away at the age of 95. So they had Mother's Day with her, and then she passed away a day or two later. And he did a tribute. The Daily Show did a tribute. And this video was just so popular all over the world, because the whole world had basically fallen in love with her from his book and him talking about her on the show. And you know, he interviewed her on YouTube. So people felt like they knew her. Really good old-fashioned values.
It's a good age as well to get to, 95 years old. Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what have we got in the way of local good news? Our favorite, of course, Kifness is doing some stuff.
Yes. He just got over 1 million subscribers on YouTube, which is incredible. And congratulations.
Not 1 million views, 1 million subscribers.
Subscribers, yeah. So YouTube sent him a whole, like,
wow.
Yeah. Thing.
I wonder if he's also sort of listening to Goldfish's song that got 1 million views, which is one of my favorite songs, by the way. I love that. Okay. Well, that's amazing.
That's amazing. And then I think the most amazing thing was all around the world, we all saw the photos of the very first photo of the black hole in the middle of our galaxy and the Milky Way.
Yes, that's where ESCOM sits. We found out. Have you seen Zapiero's thing?
No, that's brilliant. Oh, no. But so there were 300 scientists, researchers involved. Only two of them were in Africa. And those two are WITS scientists, Dr. Inyan Natarajan and Professor Roger Dean. They've got a great story that's in the SA People today about just why their contribution was so vital to enabling this photo to take place. And next they're going to be making movies of the Milky Way, of the black hole, which I don't know how interesting that's going to be. Just like
it's a black hole. I mean, what is there to see? There's nothing to see. Okay.
I know. But they seem really excited. And I mean, Roger, we featured some other interviews with him on YouTube. Mm. You know, he spoke about how as a little child, he would lie on his trampoline in the garden, in the free state, on his back, just staring at the beautiful stars. And that's what made him become a scientist.
Fantastic.
Yeah, really beautiful.
An astrophysicist. I could be one of those. I could be a star. No, I mean, I can't be a star. I could stare at stars. There we go. Okay, right. Okay, so let's go on to other stuff. All right, so what's going on with Barry Hilton and Johnny Noble?
Oh, Barry has shared, also we're posting today, Barry has shared the most beautiful story about how before he became famous, he was a huge Johnny Noble fan. Do you remember the comedian Johnny Noble? Was he on Biltong and Potroast?
Gosh, I can't remember who was on Biltong and Potroast these days.
Yeah, I think he was one of the English ones. Anyway, so Barry is walking along in Sea Point and he sees Johnny Noble and he says, please help me. No, he didn't say please help me. He said, please advise me. I've been trying to be a comedian. I've applied so many places and nobody will have me. And Johnny said to him, come, let me buy you a coffee and talk you out of it. Bad career, you know. And then
Johnny, come here, Kazi, let me tell you why you don't want to be doing that. Yeah, okay.
And then Johnny actually had coffee with him and then said to him, okay, write back to all those same places and tell them that Johnny sent you. And as soon as he did that, Barry got in. And he said throughout his early career, Johnny really helped him and shaped him. And one day he asked Johnny, like, why? And Johnny said, the mark of a true pro is not being afraid to help others.
Yep.
So, and
give people a hand up. Yep.
Yeah, you'll make a difference forever.
Yeah. So. Why not? Okay. Now, one thing that I couldn't go to last week because I was actually speaking to you at the time was that the 67 blankets for Nelson Mandela Day. Okay,
yes,
they had one
I
of their big things.
So, did you knit some or crochet some for
no,
it?
No, because I decided this year, because I mean, I think between my children and myself, I think we've done 25 or so blankets over the years. Yeah. So my thing this year was I thought, well, I'd rather, there's a whole bunch of different organizations which have organized with, some wholesalers that you can buy really nice fleece blankets for like under $100. And then they get given out. And for me, the fleece blankets are actually a lot more useful for people, especially if the people are on the street. Okay. So it's lovely to have a lovely crocheted blanket like the ones that we do if they're going to
say,
a home for indoors. Yeah. They're not going to be working very well on the street. So I thought, let me rather be a little bit practical. Yeah. I was just sitting and looking at all the pictures of all the schlebs and wannabe schlebs who were there because, of course, all the pictures came up under. And I just wondered how many of them have actually even made one blanket for the 67 blankets or they just go to the events. Sorry, I'm just having a little bit of a nasty moment there. That's just me.
That's so unlike you.
No, I just sat there and thought, you know, if you've been there and you've taken your blanket with you. But I love what Carolyn's done. I think it's a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
So it was a 6 square kilometer blanket that they put together out of blanket. But I'm just wondering, are those the blankets from this last year or are they blankets from all over the rest of the time?
Yeah.
And they haven't been given out. I couldn't work that one out.
No, it's from the whole country this year. 4,700 pieces that have either been knitted or crocheted. And there was one company, whose name I've forgotten now, who went and collected them from all over the country and brought them to the Steyn School in Johannesburg. Yeah. And then Gift of the Givers is going to hand them out, is going to distribute them around the country to people who need them.
Yeah, because I mean, I know just one of the ladies, Colleen Donaldson, I think her name is, she in the first year, I think, made over 67 blankets on her own. She made like close on 100 blankets, and she's just absolutely phenomenal. But also then I looked at it from the cost point of view. I know how much money you're spending on the wool, and yes, it is a labor of love, but I could take that money and buy 5 blankets instead of just making one. And get 5 people warm. But I understand, I mean, I do know why we've done it, you know. Yes, I mean, as I said, I've made 20 odd. So
yeah,
that's the way it is.
But maybe it's time for a little bit of an evolution, sort of.
Yeah.
Finessing. Yeah.
What they should do, I mean, make the blankets and then auction them off, make a lot of money, then do a deal with one of the big companies who will then supply fleece blankets, which will come in a lot more useful for a lot more people. And then people can have a work of art that's being crocheted by somebody and they can keep it at home and have a lovely talking piece. That's what I think. That's just me. That's just me. I have different ways of looking at things. Yeah. Okay. Let's see what we got. I see that you've got some more info. I think we talked about Arnold Vosloo last week.
We did. Yeah. But I just wanted to say for South Africans abroad, he was on Carte Blanche this Sunday. And it's really worth watching because you can watch it overseas. He's been in 90 films and TV shows since he moved to Hollywood. And the most beautiful thing is when he sits down with Derek Watts, who's like a little legend and, you know, himself. And Arnold just says, geez, hey, my mom is going to be so proud. I finally made it onto Carte Blanche. After everything he's done, he's in like Blood Diamond with Leonardo DiCaprio. But it's amazing how no matter how well you do abroad, it's always nice to get that recognition back home because you grew up with those things. So, you know.
I liked him on Bones. He was good on Bones. Do you know Bones?
Have you ever watched Bones?
He was a sniper on Bones and Seeley was after him. Seeley took him out. Good for Seeley. Okay, so Disney Plus arrives in South Africa today as well.
Yeah, but please let's rather support Showmax. Let's stay with our own streaming platforms who also provide for South Africans a lot of international stuff, you know.
Yes.
So we don't need more, but just – I was just letting you know that is happening today. And then, and then we've spoken about this before. Africa and I, the young guy who went from Morocco to Cape Town. I think it took him 3 years skateboarding, cycling and walking. His movie, the documentary that's on Showmax just won an award in LA. And it's one of those film festivals that's an official qualifier for the Oscars. So.
Oh, okay.
Good running. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's pretty good. And then just a quick thingy. There's Fried Barry, which has done really well around the world. It was filmed. Fried Barry. Look on Rotten Tomatoes. It's in the top 10 for sci-fi movies. It's done so well amongst people who love sci-fi. Number 10 on Rotten Tomatoes. That was actually made in Cape Town. It's going to be on Showmax from tomorrow, I think. And then another thing is Halo, which is really well known around the world.
That gaming thing.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The last episode is this week, the finale, and it's actually directed along with 3 other episodes by South Africa's Jonathan Liebesman, who did Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. And that other thing, you know the Fried Barry? It's directed by a guy who you might know, Ryan Kruger. He did a lot of music videos. Anyway, yes, that's cool.
Fried Barry. I haven't even heard of it. This is the first time hearing about Fried Barry. And I mean, I live here.
Well,
it just shows
demented.
How out of touch
is,
I am.
No, but it is demented. It's probably not your normal. Although you like demented, stuff. Yeah.
I love sci-fi. Come on. It's like one of my favorite things. Anyhow. So there's lots of stuff to be watching and lots of stuff to be thinking about. And, of course, we need to know what you've got coming up next week that's going to be enthralling your readers and your viewers.
Well, something that we can all take part in. It's the 21st of May is International Tea Day. And we've got a great article that rooibos has written about rooibos and the customs all around the world. So for instance, in English countries, they put milk and sugar with their rooibos. In America, they like to drink it cold. In Asia, and Europe, you know, they like it with nothing else. And in Europe, they like it with a few more herbs, but in Asia, with nothing else, no milk, no water. And there's also tips from rooibos.
No water? Then how do you drink it then if it's got no water?
No milk, sugar. Sorry. sorry. You got this. And then there's tips from rooibos on the best way to brew your tea.
Yeah, it's funny. My kids, they can't drink normality. They can only drink rooibos.
That's great.
They've always just drunk rooibos their whole lives. Isn't that funny?
And it's quite good for babies, apparently, some South Africans say. And then rooibos also pointed out something that is, I noticed it here in France, is we South Africans call rooibos tea. You know, we call anything that's a tea bag in a hot thing of water, tea. But it's
herbal
not
tea.
And you would know this.
Tea, is it tisane?
Tea, exactly. And tea is only from a plant that is a
Camellia sinensis.
Thank you. Yeah. Only those are teas.
From Asia.
Yes.
Tea from China. Camellia sinensis, yes. Yeah. But, you know, that's why I've just finished watching Agatha Christie's Poirot, so he always has a tisane. Never tea.
No, and tea, when I order, they always say, oh, you mean tisane, you know?
Yeah, no, everything's tea. It's all tea to me. Anyhow, all right, I'll let you get on, Janella Wellefeller. Thanks you very, very much. It's lovely to have a chat as always. And of course, don't forget, you can get on to sapeople.com and go and share your stories or your pictures or whatever with Jenny on the website or on Facebook. I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. So don't be remiss. Give us some good news stories. We need to hear from you. Jen, have a fabulous week. Enjoy Khan. We're very envious. And
thank you.
Rest of you, yes, have some fun. Keep chatting to us. We'll catch you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mel. Thank you.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.